Mohammed is calling. Hi, Mohammed. You're on the air.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Just want to sum it up. This is like a proxy war. Why do you think Saudi Arabia, Qatar, all those United States government intervened before them? Because they created the damn cancer. I'm a human rights activist. I'm from Raqqa, where ISIS headquarters right there, 3 blocks from my house.
In Syria, in Raqqa, Syria, your house is 3 blocks from ISIS headquarters. So what have you learned?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I told him Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is right there. We need to check him. We need to do something because he's and absolutely ignored it. So for this whole time, they're supporting ISIS. The CIA, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Israel, they're all behind ISIS to create a proxy war to get to Iran, destabilize Iraq, destabilize Syria. And then now it's come back and bite them in the butt. It's like, oh, my God, what happened? What did we do? That's what they did. They created a monster.
So what about now, Mohammed? What do you recommend?
Recommend we need to take them out. We need to attack them in every area. I know all the locations where they are. James Foley, I told them where he was. The whole area should have been taken out. But the U.S. government refused to do anything until the end because coming back, you know, to the surface, like, oh, my God, they're behind something. All the funnels of the equipment and the machines that ISIS gets through the Turkish border, through the Israeli border, they get all those weapons. And they get millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia and Qatar. They are the main supporters.
Mohammed in Omaha, I appreciate your call. Mohammed, whose house is 3 blocks, he says, from ISIS headquarters in Raqqa in Syria, where al-Baghdadi and others were. Let me go to Dubai again. And Ali Kaderi, what about this idea that the CIA and Saudis and others supported ISIS against Iran, against Syria? They created this monster. Does that sound credible to you? And can we now turn that around?
Respectfully, I think Mohammed's been watching too many Hollywood movies. It's not quite that simple, both legally speaking and operationally speaking.